Yeah, man.
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hi, we are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower, as we are every weekday morning. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., having a great time. The opening bell at 5 o'clock and the great Steve Cochran with the best morning show ever at 6 a.m. right here on WGN. We'll get to our regular feature, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies and You Big Dummy, coming up in just a little bit. And in a few minutes, we're going to tell you all about what you can hear on Outside the Loop Radio, hosted by Mike Steven, produced by Andy Herman, both former producers of my show, who do a great job every Saturday morning, 6 a.m. right here on GN. We'll give you a preview of that, as we do every week. And lots of other really cool stuff, including Fly Jams Friday and a Blackhawks Express. We'll be playing a little bit later on to kick off your weekend. Our phone number, it always is 312-981-7200. You can also send your texts there, 312-981-7200. Check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show, and, of course, Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Like us, Facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. So I did want to mention that my film club screening is coming up. We have two in February. Our first one will be on Tuesday. You know, normally our screenings are the first Tuesday of each month, and we do that every month through the year. But we had such a big success with Goodfellas this past November, which was our biggest crowd ever. It was the biggest crowd we ever had. We almost sold out. It was huge. And we figured, well, you know what? If people will come out on a Tuesday night to see a 2-hour and 45-minute movie, why don't we book the beautiful premiere theater at the Movie Co. Theater on a Saturday night and show nice long movies, you know? Have a nice dinner beforehand and then go and see a long movie. So we call that Epic Night, and we're going to be doing more Epic Nights throughout the year. And we're doing one in February. But our first screening, and I want everybody to come out, is February 2nd. It is actually Groundhog Day, and we're showing the movie Groundhog Day, Harold Ramis's wonderful and now classic Bill Murray comedy, and just a terrific movie shot right in the area in Woodstock, Illinois, and has become a really beloved film, and so we're showing that one. And the tickets are really going, so you guys might want to get your tickets now and reserve your seats now, because they're selling pretty good. It's Tuesday, February 2nd. And the tickets are available now. They're only $10 to get in. Parking is free. We meet around 7 o'clock at Bogart's, which is the restaurant bar on the second floor of the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Have some dinner at 7. I'll walk around and say hi to everybody. And then at 8 o'clock, we all go into the beautiful premiere theater for 4K digitally projected beautiful imagery. Giants love seats. You can bring food in. You can have cocktails during the movie. I introduce the movie at 8 o'clock, and then we always have a post-show Q&A and a talk afterwards. And it's going to be a special talk because looks like Stephen Tobolowsky, the actor who's been in 17 million movies, and he is remembered very fondly in Groundhog Day. He plays Needle Nose Ned, the insurance salesman. Watch out for that first step. It's a doozy. That guy. And you recognize him because he's been in 5,000 movies. He's currently, you could see him on a recurring character on The Goldbergs, the Jeff Garlin show. He's been in everything, and he's a wonderful guy, one of the best storytellers that you'll ever hear. He's got a great podcast of just him telling stories. He's a terrific writer and a great actor and a really good friend of the show, man. I mean, he's been on the show many, many, many times. He's been on the show in studio a couple of times, got to hang out with him. Really incredibly nice guy and a terrific character actor. And he is going to join us via Skype. So hopefully the technology won't screw up. We always depend on technology. And I'm hoping that night after the screening of Groundhog Day, we are going to have Stephen Tobolowsky Skyping on the big screen. So you can ask Stephen any questions you want. You can ask him questions about Groundhog Day. You can ask him questions about the other, like, 155,000 movies that he's been in. And he's a really great guy, tells terrific stories, and he's fantastic. So that's a special treat for that Tuesday night, the 2nd. Stephen Tobolowsky is planning on joining us via Skype live. So that's going to be a lot of fun, in addition to the fact that Groundhog Day is just a great movie. Now, Esmeralda, you've seen Groundhog Day, right?
No.
You haven't seen Groundhog Day?
No.
Now, see, I know you can't make it.
I know.
On the 2nd, because you got to be here by 10, and you would not make it here by 10. Dan, you've seen Groundhog Day, right?
Yes, I have. Yes.
It is. Esmeralda, if you get a chance, watch it. It truly is a great movie. I mean, you know the plot, right?
Yes.
He plays a TV weatherman, a jerk TV weatherman, who is sent to Pennsylvania to cover the Groundhog Day festivities. He keeps waking up every morning and living the same day over and over and over and over and over and over again.
I know. Didn't they film some of it?
Woodstock.
Like down, yeah, down south.
Yeah, in Woodstock. They filmed most of it. I think all of it in Woodstock. It's a great movie. It's become a classic. It really has. And a lot of people include it, like, at the top of their list of Bill Murray movies. It's a really wonderful performance and a great movie. And the great Harold Ramis directed it. God. I love Harold Ramis so much. And I've been putting up some exclusive stuff on our Film Club Facebook page. So if you'd like to like us on our Film Club Facebook page, you can get some exclusive things. Like I post stuff that I don't post anywhere else there. So if, you should like us on our Facebook page. It's Facebook, Nick DiGilio Film Club. Nick DiGilio Film Club on Facebook. Like us and you'll see like a lot of entries that I put on exclusively for the Film Clubbers. And I'm about to put up probably tomorrow an interview with the great Harold Ramis discussing the philosophical nature of Groundhog Day. It's a really wonderful clip. But every time I see clips of Harold Ramis, it just makes me sad. I just get sad because I love him so much. One of the most important voices in the history of comedy, Harold Ramis. Incredibly nice guy, too. I met him a couple of times. My favorite story about meeting Harold Ramis. Esmeralda, this is really, this is my favorite because I'd met him a couple of times. And, you know, I mean, he's not going to know me from Adam. I sat in on an interview with him a couple of times with Roy Leonard. And he lived here. He lived in Evanston, I believe, or suburban, on the North Shore. He lived on the North Shore. And Harold Ramis, if you don't know, you know who Harold Ramis is, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah, it's Egon.
He's Egon, exactly. He's Egon. And he has been a part of some of the most important comedies in the history of movies. And I've mentioned this before. There's a holy trinity of comedy. Of comedy movies, there's a holy trinity. And the holy trinity of comedy movies is National Lampoon's Animal House, Stripes, and Caddyshack. And the one common denominator in all three of those is Harold Ramis. From SETV on, you know, and just an incredibly nice man, a wonderful, wonderful man, and an enormously talented guy. So I sat in on an interview with Roy Leonard a couple of times when he came through town. In fact, one of them was for Groundhog Day. I interviewed him. I sat in on the interview for Groundhog Day. And then I was at the screening on a Sunday morning, the preview screening of the first Harry Potter movie. So Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. And this was at the old McClurg Court Theater, no longer there, the old McClurg Court Theater. And he was there. Like, he brought his kids to it. And I saw him in the lobby afterwards. And I walked up to him, and I wasn't going to bother, because I don't want to bother anybody. You know what I mean? I'm just a jerk. I don't want to bother anybody. What do you want from me, you moron? But I was like, I got to say something to Harold Ramis. Harold Ramis is one of my heroes, one of my comedy heroes. One of the reasons I studied improv and went to Second City is because of guys like Harold Ramis. Like, right near the top of the reasons why I would do comedy is because of him. So I just went up and I said, hey, Harold, I just wanted to say, you know, nice to see you again. I interviewed you with Roy Leonard. He was very kind to me. I'm sure he had no idea who the hell I was, you know. But he was very nice to me. And I said, look, I just wanted to say, I wanted to thank you and say how much I love Stuart Saves His Family. And he looked at me because he expected Ghostbusters. You know what I mean? He expected me to say Ghostbusters or Stripes, you know. But I said Stuart Saves His Family because he co-wrote that and he directed it. And he looked at me and he went, and like the most genuine thank you I've ever gotten from like a celebrity. You know what I mean? Because I don't think he gets that. I don't think he got that one very often. I don't think a lot of people came up to Harold Ramis and thanked them for Stuart Saves His Family, which I think is the best Saturday Night Live character movie of all time. Have you seen that, Esmeralda? Have you seen Stuart Saves His Family?
Million years ago.
It's so good. It had no business being that good. I went in with the lowest possible expectations of that movie. And it was unbelievably good and real and human. And it was just amazing. And a lot of that has to do with the humanity of Harold Ramis. And so anyway, come out February 2nd. I'll tell you about our second screening, Epic Night. But February 2nd, tickets are on sale now, Groundhog Day. We'll Skype with Stephen Tobolowsky afterwards. Only $10 to get in. Go to MovieCo.com, M-U-V-I-C-O, MovieCo.com. Yeah, hi. My name is Nick. I am your overnight host here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. And we've got Fly Jams Friday coming up. The return of DJ Shagrew. Dan, DJ Shagrew was missed.
Thank you.
We had DJ Longfellow in last week, but no TARDIS. He didn't wear an outfit, like a fabulous outfit like you wear. So, but you're back.
I am.
And Esmeralda the Heart Melda will be joining us. Are you getting the cardboard all ready for your popping and locking?
Oh, it's already up.
Oh.
I've really streamlined the whole situation.
Okay. Do you ever get Foot Cheese to help you? Do you ever drag him out of the studio and say, hey, Foot Cheese.
No.
Lay down some of this cardboard.
No, because then they mess it up and then I have to fix it.
You can't trust a morning zoo.
You can't trust Foot Cheese.
You can't trust Shadow Bags and
his
gang.
He's not good with a stapler.
Foot Cheese means well, though.
He does.
Oh, he does. So I don't say anything. I'd fix it later.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man, damn it, Foot Cheese. Now I got to fix this. Should have had Omelet Head do it. Omelet Head was probably better. All right. All right, I want to mention very quickly my second screening this month, February. February 20th, it's a Saturday night, and I expect everybody to be out there. I've already got commitments from, like, the morning show, Cochran, all those guys. They're all coming. I would hope that you guys can make it on a Saturday night. And I know you don't want to probably, you know, you spend five mornings a week with me. Dan, unfortunately, has to drive in and drive back with me. So I'm sure he treasures those Saturdays and Sundays. But I'm hosting a screening of Scarface, which is one of my favorite movies. And I promise I won't be that guy who talks along with the movie. I do it in my own house when I watch the movie. I kind of know every line of dialogue from Scarface. When it came out in 1983, I saw it like 25 times in the theater. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. It is absolutely my favorite Al Pacino. No, it's not my favorite Al Pacino performance. But it's up there. My favorite Al Pacino performance is Dog Day Afternoon. But this is definitely up there. Best thing Oliver Stone has ever been a part of. Oliver Stone wrote the screenplay. Brian De Palma, the great genius Brian De Palma, directed it. But it's the best damn thing Oliver Stone has ever done was write the screenplay for Scarface. It's going to be so cool. It's this big, bloody, wonderful, operatic, insane movie. The hip-hop community has embraced this thing in such surprising manner, because when it came out in 83, it was pretty much maligned. It was not well-liked. Ebert loved it. Siskel hated it. But it has become a huge, massive thing. So we're going to watch Scarface on the big screen, 4K projection, Saturday, February 20th, for our first big epic night. And as part of the fun, Bogart's restaurant is going to be serving mojitos and Cuban sandwiches. And it's bring your own cocaine, I believe is the...
Will they be offering spoons?
I mean, yeah. Little cocaine spoons at each seat. Well, no, it's Scarface. You don't need it. You just pour a pile of cocaine on the table and stick your face in it. That's how Tony Montana does it. So
razor blades, then.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't even need that. Just stick your face right in it. Just be like Tony Montana. He at the end of the movie, when he's like, you know, when everything has gone to crap and he's gone out of his mind. I don't know if you guys remember, he actually cuts the, most people would cut cocaine with a razor blade or use a credit card or something to cut a line of cocaine. At one point, he just uses his hand. I don't know if you guys remember. He just tries to make a snortable line. It's a pile of cocaine on his desk. And he just, like, puts his hand, like he's karate chopping. He puts his hand down there and tries to make a snortable line of cocaine out of that with his hand.
Oh, Tony.
You nut. He's a nut. That Tony Montana's a nut. As well, you've obviously seen the movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's phenomenal on the big screen. Did you ever see it on the big screen? Because you weren't even born. That was the year you were born, right?
No, I haven't. And I have to tell my brother about it, too, because he is part of that hip-hop community, and he loves that movie.
Everybody, it's so crazy how that movie became this hip-hop thing, man.
He's got a shirt.
It started happening in the 90s. I remember it was like, what's this, all this Tony Montana stuff? Like early 90s hip hop, suddenly it was like, boom. And now it's a massive part of hip hop culture. It's so fantastic. So anyway, come on out for Scarface on the big screen, Al Pacino. That's part of our epic night, February 20th. And it's movieco.com, MUVICO. Tickets are on sale for that one too. And you can get your seats right now. You can reserve them right now as we speak. Again, only $10 to get in. Parking is free. So February 2nd, Tuesday night, we'll do Groundhog Day, Skyping with Stephen Tobolowsky. And then Saturday, our first epic night with Brian De Palma's Scarface with Al Pacino on the big screen. And we'll have special Cuban sandwiches and mojito specials at Bogart's as well. It's going to be a blast. And I know a lot of people from our family here at WGN are going to be there. It'll be a chance for you to like hang out and meet a bunch of people from the morning show. Esmeralda and Dan will pop in there, and I know that K-Powell is going to be there. I know that Maximus is going.
Cuban sandwiches.
He's the one who suggested the Cuban sandwiches.
Ooh.
He's like, you know, hey man, I know that you've done some special food in the past for your screenings. You know, we had a special Italian dinner for Goodfellas. When I screened Home for the Holidays, we had a Thanksgiving meal with turkey and stuffing and all that cool stuff. So K-Paul was like, hey, man, Cuban sandwiches. I'm like, I'll throw the idea. And they went with it. They were like, right on. So, okay, we got a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you all about Outside the Loop Radio after the news. And then we'll jump into our regular stuff right here on WGN. It's a Friday morning. Nick DeGilio.